There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to The Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast hosted by Mel and Arish, the best friend duo. Quick schedule update. For this week and probably going forward, we will be releasing Golden Bachelor recaps on Mondays, followed by Paradise on Tuesdays. Mostly because it's convenient for us, but secondarily...
That just makes sense.
It's a game of system. Let's squeeze out those ad dollars every drop.
Yeah, you get a couple more podcasts in there.
Get no the rankings problem. Going. I'll game the system. Golden Bachelor, great show. I got to tell you.
What a breeze.
I got to tell you.
What a breeze. Will you look at that?
I'm working on my Gary impression. I don't think I can get the sound. I could do the words. I've been doing the words.
You've had the words.
This is how Gary's going to say.
You can say what Gary's going to say before Gary says it.
Holy cow. I'm waiting for my first holy cow. It's coming. There's going to be a good holy cow, and there's going to be a holy cow. This is tough. It's going to be a tough holy cow. It's coming.
What a breeze of a show.
What a fucking
it flies
breeze.
By.
What a breeze.
It flies by. You look up and all of a sudden he's giving out roses and crying. Feel like you just started.
I love it.
What a show.
I don't want to do the hyperbole too much, but if I could only watch one Bachelor show for the rest of my life, yeah. I think it would be this one.
Oh, That's easy to.
There's only
easily
two episodes.
Say that. I easily say that. This is the best thing they've ever done.
And think about it too. We are all aging into this. Mm-hmm. In the scenario I just laid out, where you only watch, you know, Desert Island.
Show, sure. You only watch one. Yeah.
We're all aging into this. We're all aging. We are aging out of. The flagship. The flagship is...
We're getting older
than
the contestants.
They stay the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad also, before we get to the episode, I feel bad for the ladies who just got a regular old divorce. Mm. Who just married some guy, had a couple kids.
That guy's still alive? You feel bad for the guy?
That guy's still alive?
Yeah, you feel
you're not
bad.
Getting any time. if your kids went to college,
yeah.
And you realize, you know, we're not, you know, the love isn't
we're
there
not
anymore,
for each other.
You're not getting the spot.
You're not going to win. I'll go so far as saying you're not going to win this season.
You're not getting a moment, is what I'm saying. You're not getting a one-on-one moment. Okay, let's see here. Got the any of you marry your high school sweetheart? And enjoy a long, healthy marriage that ended prematurely under tragic circumstances. Okay, 2, 4, 8. Okay, well, I see a lot of hands. Just come on up to the front. We'll get your names on these date cards.
The rest of you, we will get to if we have time.
Yeah, what if we just grew apart? Sorry.
No, that doesn't
we can
cut
do
it.
There. Might be able to get you a rose, but we cannot guarantee one-on-one time.
I can't guarantee you any time. We will get to you if we get to you.
Husband's still alive? Yeah, we get along great. Just co-parent our adult
take a
children.
Number.
Take a number. Maybe next time, lady. This is a fact of what's happening here.
That's what's happening.
I don't mind it. Okay, arrival at the mansion.
Rim, can we talk about the big-ass geode on the table for no reason that no one's talking about it? Well, what's going on with that geode?
It seems out of place.
It does seem out of place, but I love geodes, and I wonder if Gary is a geode guy.
Oh, maybe.
I bet Gary brought that geode.
I guarantee he did. Look at this. How about this geode? Oh, Gary. Got a whole bunch of them. Back of my house on the lake.
Gary's definitely is the type of guy that cracks his own geodes. Okay.
Listen, that deserved a bigger laugh because I'm certain he does. I'm certain he's got the big
He's got the big thing.
The big chain, and he goes crunch.
Cracks it open. Just a fun thing he does.
Anyway, the bedroom scene.
Four women rooming together
at
this stage in life is going to be difficult, they say, which I hadn't thought about. But they're all excited and having fun. I'll say that.
They are. You know, they probably weren't allowed to say, yeah. I'm not fucking sleeping. I'm not climbing up on this. A twin extra long. If there's anything that should be decided by seniority, it's the bunk beds. If you're 60,
70-year-olds.
Get your ass up there.
70-year-olds on the bottom for sure.
No question.
Seniority. You know, I would have argued they should have got better accommodations for these ladies. The 70 and 60-year-olds shouldn't have the same accommodations as the 20 and 30-year-olds. The 20 and 30-year-olds don't deserve it, period.
AB, I've said it before. I will say it again. They need to permanently move the show to the compound.
Demolish this mansion.
Move to the claim to fame, listen to your heart house. There's so much more room.
You got to have more room.
They could have all had a queen bed in that house.
Yeah.
But they want you got to give them the Bachelor Mansion experience. I get it.
That's true. Yeah.
Jesse delivers the date card. Jesse's in for a fun season.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be caught off guard by some things, including someone not knowing what the date card is.
What's this?
So what did we do? What is that?
What do you want us to do, Jesse?
Fucking kidding me, lady? It's a date card.
It's the most important thing going on this show that you're on.
Are you going to read it to us? Fuck no. I leave now. This is how this goes.
This is the end of my day.
It's just a nice change of pace. People on these couches, nobody's posturing.
Nobody's posturing.
Some of them are even looking. If you look closely, some of them in these group moments look into the cameras because they just don't. Natasha looked right at the camera and she was like, yeah. Isn't this great? Descartes, Teresa.
You're never too old to find love again. Love, Gary. You think I bet Gary writes the cards, right?
No.
Gary writes those
cards.
That
was the most generic. Gary would be way less generic than that.
That's true.
Dearest Teresa, I had such a wonderful time. Boy.
Let Gary write the cards from here on out.
He knows calligraphy. That's a certainty.
We just don't have time in an hour is the problem. No, to read a whole Gary date card.
Turning the page of the date card. Teresa's story. Married when she was 18 on 2 days' notice because he was serving overseas.
Military?
Came back for a short while, married him.
What'd you say, Vietnam? Is that what she said?
Yes. Her husband, Billy, before he passed away, told Teresa, I hope you find someone.
Wow.
Parentheses, editorial note, as great as Gary.
As great as Gary. Hope you find someone as great as Gary. Mm.
Teresa's date, you know, they could have done this earlier in the day. And what we saw later, you might think that would be a better choice, but you wouldn't have the Golden Bachelor arriving to the mansion in a convertible at the golden hour.
That's true.
Gleaming under the orange sun.
Chop-topped.
Mm-hmm. Casual date night, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry jacket.
Picked up his lady to go to the sock hop.
Yes, that's a sock hop.
It's a sock hop car.
Outfit. That's a sock hop car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirt untucked. Mm-hmm. I can get loose. Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's pretty good.
Teresa, one-on-one date. To the camera. Gary is saying things that the leads say, but it sounds so much more sincere.
But he means them, and he's not being fed the lines.
I'm under the assumption that everyone means everything. I will, until proven otherwise, I will assume everyone is the most sincere person I've ever encountered because of just how it comes off.
Agreed.
We could look back on this night and say, this is where it all started. Now, when the leads say that, I go, yeah, okay, sure.
Whatever. Not with Gary.
With Gary and Teresa,
I think he means it.
I am already looking back on this. I'm under the assumption that she wins it in this moment. I'm thinking, wow, this is where it starts.
What a moment. Gary says he's a bit scared. He's so out of practice. I'm not sure if he's talking about the driving or the dating. To be honest, it could be both.
They could have chopped that up. That could be a Frankenbitten.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The driving scene was terrific. A little tension. And it
drama.
Led to... Yeah, this is what we get for drama. Oh my God, that semi's really close.
Suspense.
This was a suspenseful scene. They cut to break and I go, I hope everything's okay. Which led to maybe the most authentic moment on the show. Again, I don't want to do hyperbole, but this was...
Well, tell him what happened, Rim. Gary's headlights weren't working. He had to use the emergency lights, the blinkers, to see, to get any sort of light. So he's going on the highway. He said he's never driven on the highway, too, on the California highway, that is.
Yeah.
He's scared. She was legitimately very scared.
Maybe she touched him to brace herself.
That's what I thought it was. I don't think she was comforting Gary. I think she was
getting close to that thing.
It's one of those stop.
Well, you can't grab the bar. There's no top.
Her hair is all messed up because they got the.
They still
dark.
Have the top
it's,
down.
It's completely dark at this point. The top's down. It's a bad situation.
But it gave us an authentic moment that will live forever, I believe. When she rubbed his shoulder. Either to comfort him or to brace herself for a potential accident. He smiled. Run the tape back. He smiled. And gave the most authentic.
Calmed him down.
Thank you. I really needed that. And it was sincere.
It was sincere. The hand on my shoulder meant a ton. And then Teresa says, Teresa likes what she's feeling on that shoulder too, Rim. Just as a heads up, she likes what she's feeling under that suit jacket when she braced her. I think that moment calmed them both down. Her, it calmed him down because he had the support, and her because it was just what was popping under that jacket.
The day was at a throwback diner, a 50s diner, 60s diner, if you will.
When did we get away from fries and milkshakes, Rim?
I don't know.
Never in my life had fries and milkshakes exclusively. I'll have something with a fry and a milkshake. I've never went somewhere and said, let me get a basket of fries and a milkshake. And I don't know why when that happened, that didn't become something that you do, but it's sad.
Truly.
I would love a basket of fries and milkshake, but that never crosses my mind because times have changed.
This was straight out of Greece. Fun fact about this place. This was not a real restaurant.
Oh.
Although I will say I love that it was a real setting, in quotes. I don't care if there are people around and they're all actors. I like real settings. We don't need polished, you're on your own, a table where it would never be otherwise. This was in a season of Glow, this diner and the surrounding area, when they stayed at the motel.
That wrestling show?
Yeah. Mm. So just, unfortunately, not a real thing, but I thought I recognized it.
Interesting.
Anyways, still great. Okay. Still great. Fun banter between them.
I didn't expect to like you as much as I like you.
Then she tells Gary her and Billy's story. High school sweetheart, 42 years. He passed from complications after a kidney transplant 8 years ago. And she rushed home from work to see him, Billy, take his last breath. Gary can relate to this, as you might expect.
He says Teresa's story was so similar to mine. Gary somehow makes every conversation better. Doesn't matter what the conversation is.
Actually, good
analysis.
He makes
them all better. He makes your situation, whatever he says, I don't even remember what he said, but he made it all better.
they're discussing, you know, hey, finding love after loss. You want to talk, you want to have somebody talk about the sunset, which sounds cheesy. And it is.
Well,
but
Gary's cheesy, but in a great way.
Yeah. Yeah.
A
and
genuine
you actually
way.
Do want to have some. Watching the sunset alone is not yes. as great as watching a sunset with someone yeah. you're spending your life with, as Gary can tell you. Another thing Gary can tell you. I really like you a lot. I gotta tell you.
I really
like you a lot.
Wow.
Teresa's heart, I would say, genuinely melted when he says this.
Mine too.
They're already planning vacations together.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fabulous. But if the connections are all of this caliber and quality,
we're in trouble.
And he's going to have a heck of a time, I tell you, making these
decisions. I told you what he said in the commercial the first week. I told you that. Did you keep that in the episode?
Yes, I did.
He said
something about this is the hardest thing I've had to do since my wife passed away.
And this is close.
It's a heck of a close call. Yeah.
It's a close call, he said. So I believe it. He's going to have these type of moments
with everybody.
Yeah. And the rose ceremonies are just going to get harder and harder. And I can't even imagine what's going to happen when it's down to two. Or three or four.
I don't want to think about it.
What is Gary going to do? There's a genuine concern of mine that Gary is just simply too nice and won't want to do the last 3 weeks or so and will just quit.
He is perfectly...
I'd rather be friends with all of you than break any of your hearts.
Yeah.
That type of situation could ruin the show. I'm very concerned about that.
He is perfectly suited for all of this except for breakups.
Break it up.
And rose ceremonies. He's not built for rose ceremonies.
Well, the fuck of it is Gary hasn't ever broke up with someone, probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true.
He had a high school sweetheart, and then he married her, and then he hasn't dated since then.
Yeah, that's fact. And now he's going
to
do a
now
quick
he has to do it constantly.
29 or whatever. He's going to have to do quick 20 heart-wrenching breakups.
Yeah. It's understandable why he's tearing up.
Gary transitions that story into the Don't Stop Believing dance party.
He hit that Don't Stop Believing line, and you could tell he really loved what he said.
I nailed
you see
it,
what
didn't
I did?
I
nailed that, didn't I? Yeah.
Listen. Check it
don't
out.
Don't Stop
check
Believing.
For a split second, I thought Don't Stop Believing comes in. Old man in a diner. Someone's coming in. Someone's busting in to get Gary
Someone's
Soprano.
Someone's going
to
kill him?
Gary Soprano.
I didn't think that, but that's a good point.
That's the only other time I've
Gary,
heard,
watch
Don't
your
Stop
back.
Believing. It starts softly in the background.
Gary Soprano.
This was a nice twist on let's go to another room and pretend to be familiar with the singer.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into a flash mob choreographed dance outside, which I would normally hate. But again, it's actually impossible to hate anything on the show.
These two were having fun dancing. I wrote this may be the best scene in Bachelor history.
I loved it.
Most uplifting, joyous scene I've ever seen on the show.
It was just delightful. An amazing rose offering as usual.
Mm-hmm.
A heartfelt, thank you so much, acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost dropped to her knees.
I don't care if Journey plays every episode. I don't care if every day ends with a sequence where Gary goes, you just can't stop believing. And then they do this. I don't care if every day is like that. I don't care. Do it every time. I liked it.
Teresa could be the person I spend the rest of my days with. She could be my life partner, and it would be very comfortable. And then he gave her the rose.
Teresa swept away by the idea that there could be a future with someone like Gary, and I think there will be. Stay tuned for my power rankings.
Oh, wow.
The group date.
Everyone's not on the group date. I'd like that noted before
we
start.
That was not made clear.
Uh-uh. I don't think we ever heard the names.
Mm-mm.
We just were on the date.
My notes were like, wow, geez, Faith is really having a hard time with not getting the outfit she wanted. It wasn't Faith.
I thought that was Faith, too.
Yeah,
Faith and Leslie, I get mixed up. Mm-hmm. There's also a couple blondes I get mixed up. I'm wow. getting some people mixed up, period.
Yeah. Shout out Franco, he's probably old enough to be on this show. He appears to be aging backwards.
Doesn't look like it.
Looks better than ever.
Best sports coat I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Most flashy coat I've ever seen in my life.
They have to choose outfits from different time periods for the photo shoot.
Different
which
eras.
Is a source of minor drama.
Romance novel cover shoot. Very minor.
You know, your mind wanders back to Corinne. And then you look at what happened here and you go, I love the show. That's what you say.
It wasn't the same type of drama. The drama you're talking about is Leslie was a little upset. She didn't get the costume fast enough. She wanted 70s. She ended up getting 80s.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. You snooze, you lose, though. There's really nothing else to this. You snooze, you lose.
Outfit grabbing, this is a meritocracy.
You don't get the... Yeah, you get there, whoever gets there first.
There's a summer love shoot. Gary, you know, they're all dressed like Woodstock style. Gary's got the glasses going. Then there's the leather outfits 80s. On a motorcycle for the 80s.
I will note, Leslie's legs were all over Gary.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, his hands weren't. His hands were showing that he didn't dislike that rim.
No. They were, if I recall, around the side knee area, upper half of the lower leg, rather than the thigh. I think that was a compromise Gary made with production. He said, listen, I like this lady a lot, but you gotta let me ease into it. Tears from Nancy. Hasn't worn a wedding dress since she was married.
It was the best day of her life, and she really misses her husband in this moment. Her ex-husband, her former husband.
Deceased
husband.
You know, wedding theme, maybe not the best idea for this group. It's not really, it's not dress up when you lost the love of your life 2 years ago.
No, it's not.
And this is your second time wearing a wedding dress in
Nancy's
case.
It's fun when you got the 25-year-olds that haven't been married before.
It's fun.
Put on the wedding dress. Let's have fun. It's not as fun.
Yeah.
Remembering the wedding that you had when your spouse passed away or all of these people. Are there anyone that's not been married?
I assume so. I don't know for sure.
We haven't really heard, I guess.
Well, as we said, they're not getting time if they
have been married and are either... It's their ex, so they're reminded of that, or the person passed away, so they're reminded of that. It's no fun to be had here with having the wedding dresses.
Luckily, Nancy and others these people have a sense of perspective and a sense of themselves. They know how to handle discomfort. Unless, of course, Nancy was hamming this up for attention, wrong reasons, Nancy, potentially. But I don't think that was the case.
I didn't think so either. Usually,
I'd be skeptical of this.
I'd be skeptical of this, but not on this show.
Oh, they just want time. They're all making a scene to get
exactly.
time with the
ladies. I didn't get that here.
No. Nancy explains to Gary what you said. Hasn't had a wedding dress on in a long time. Brought up a lot of good emotions. She was lucky to have him as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
She tells her story here, and then Gary responds with, "One time I smelled cinnamon."
An awesome story.
Knocked me on my ass.
Relatable story that calmed her down and made her feel better. Like he always does.
I had a note I skipped earlier. My guess is Gary's going to say the right thing to comfort Nancy. That's just my wild guess.
That's a crazy guess.
Who saw that coming? So even though she was sad earlier, Nancy, still hopeful for this experience.
Gary
with
made
Gary.
It better too. Yeah. Gary was getting a lot of sit-down time here with the ladies' rim. That's something I
Big
noted.
Montage.
The man is learning stuff about these women.
Even if there's no romantic spark.
Oh, he's looking for friendship
both
first,
enjoying,
Rim.
They're both enjoying each other's company.
He has friends for life. Every person is a friend for life.
Totally. And what an opportunity, too, to... I mean, how many of them have been surrounded by 20-some people in similar situations?
Yeah.
Everyone is benefiting from this experience, whether or not they're falling in love or
Every person will be friends with every other person moving forward, including Gary.
At the rose ceremony, when some people left, you heard...
I'll call you.
Call me. which is that's the most like old ladies call each other and they just talk.
I haven't told someone to call me. I haven't told someone to call me ever.
There have been hundreds of calls, hundreds of hours on the phone spent since this filming.
Absolutely.
That's just
Gary and them and Gary, them and each other.
Great to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. I bet they're having a hoot watching these episodes.
They're having a goddamn
talking
hoot.
To each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Not Zoom or anything. They're on the phone.
No. Phone. Mm-hmm.
This is Gary. Oh. Gary and Leslie won him one time.
Here comes old sly dog Gary back at it again. Gary,
Mr. How to Be a Player, Gary Bellamy. What if I whisper something in your ear? Oh, the Yin Yang Twins, Gary. Let me whisper in your ear, you fine young thing, sexy thing. Leslie's got hearing aids.
Leslie's got hearing aids,
just like Gary. And they have a laugh about that. He
what
says,
did he say? What do you do when people call you a sexy woman or something
that was
like
a, that?
That
was an awkward. All right.
Chill, Gary.
Relax, Gary.
Relax, Gary.
He says, if I whisper something to you, will you hear it? You know the answer to that, Gary. So he leans in and he says,
my goodness.
Who knows what he said?
This might have been the steamiest moment in the show's history. These kids don't understand. It's not all about being physical. Sometimes just a whispered sentence in the ear. She blushed. I blushed. Gary blushed.
Prince, rest in peace. Looking down going, damn, G. That's a smooth man right there. Gary Turner. Part of that, though, she got choked up because he's so great, and she said something, I didn't write it down, and Gary responds with, oh my goodness, that is an awful nice compliment. This is someone you want to be around.
He does.
Makes you feel good.
What a guy.
Group date rose. Nancy, would you come with me? And everyone's happy with it because everyone likes Nancy because they're all great friends.
Everyone likes Nancy. Everyone likes Gary. Good for you, Nancy.
They walk along the grass, overlooking the Malibu sunset. Anything else on the group date?
Nope. Great date.
Great date. Great show.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Gary's birthday the next day. Surprise party by the pool.
Genuine surprise.
He got a real kick out of this.
He got a real kick out of it. He did.
Where is everybody? Oh! Susan loves to cook. So does Gary.
She said she was up all day making Italian food for the people. Meatballs and shit like that and sauce. Yeah.
She's also doing people's hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hairstylist.
Doing a lot in that house.
Mm-hmm. Not spending a lot of time with Gary.
I was ready to throw the Kris Jenner lookalike away in terms of
disrespect, yeah.
You know, just disrespecting their chances of winning.
But I still win.
I have her in the middle now. I don't think it's all a Kris Jenner show at this point.
Just time wise, I think she mentioned this was the first time she's really sat with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep an eye on April. Keep an eye on April.
I have my eye on April. I do.
A little naughty innuendo with the hot dogs. A little 2 in the afternoon lap dance. Other stuff. Putting in the driveway, football talk. Someone just brought a bottle of wine. Fun
just
stuff.
Fun birthday stuff.
Natasha's hugs remind him of his wife, so he almost cries.
Mm-hmm.
Faith wasn't on the group date. So she's worried that she's on the outside now. She might not get a rose. And she's not like the other girls here. You know, I drink from the hose. Then there was a scene with Joan in the top bunk. An intimate chat.
Intimate top bunk chat. When you go to a top bunk, as Gary knows.
Exchange secrets.
It's, although you're very, it's not really private. It feels private being up that high. So
well, you're so close to the ceiling.
Yeah.
2 years since Joan's husband passed away. Still hard to look at the photos. Now, I don't see it with these two. I don't know about you.
They shared a nice kiss.
They did have a nice kiss. But whether or not I see it with them.
Well, it's hard to see what, because Gary's so nice. It's hard to, and all the ladies are so nice. It's hard to really see. That's why it's going to be tough doing power rankings.
In any event, I think Joan's life has been slightly enriched by this experience.
Hmm.
Even if I don't consider their spark to be there.
Fair.
Gary and Ellen, speaking of spark.
Keep an eye on Ellen.
He gives her their photo from the group date. She was wearing a wedding dress, I believe. They're posed on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Both smiling.
She says it's the best gift she's ever gotten. I was ready to roast this, but then it became wholesome too quick. I couldn't even finish typing what I wanted to roast. It became too wholesome, and I couldn't make fun of it anymore.
This would be a 2.5 minute.
We'd roast it.
Fun of this on the regular show.
I couldn't. Couldn't even finish typing it.
You're given a photo of you in the the 17th place person in a wedding dress as a gift, just impromptu. and we go, oh, she's going to throw that in the trash or whatever.
No.
No, it's too wholesome. And
it's too wholesome, and she's not going to throw it in the trash. That's going to be, whether she wins or not, that will be up in her house. That's up in her house currently.
Her and her pal Gary, yeah.
Yeah.
Her reaction was also what I think the show is all about. The romance for me is like secondary at this point. People who might not have received this kind of attention in a while are getting it. And they're being reminded of their worth.
Love is possible.
Valuable. They're wonderful memories of life. And now they have hope because of, Gary's a great guy, but just the situation just gives them hope.
She said, I felt so special and I haven't felt special in a really long time. Any man who can make me feel special at this stage in life is possibly a man I want to love and spend my life with. I couldn't even get my jokes off.
No.
Before she said that.
Mid-sentence, maybe a backspace.
Well, backspace. I can't do this. Can't do this.
Rose ceremony, unless you have anything else on that portion. Teresa has the one-on-one Rose. Nancy has the group date Rose. April says she'll kill him. If she doesn't get a rose, keep an eye on her. Like with security guards. Keep an eye on her.
Keep a close eye on April.
Monitor April. As you referenced earlier, Gary announces that everyone here is his friend.
Yeah.
For life.
I appreciate every one of you and have strong feelings for all of you. He puts everyone at ease with a perfect speech every time. The only one who's sad is Gary.
Yeah.
I'd say the women aren't even sad. They're just happy they got to know Gary.
I think that's going to be how it ends, too. With all these crushing heartbreaks he's going to have to perform, I think he will still be the most sad person out of everyone.
Oh, yeah. I think he might die of heartbreak from one of these. We might have a deceased bachelor.
That would be
from the heartbreak of letting someone go. That just might happen.
Yeah. After the final rose, I hate to... Jesse, some sad news.
sad news. Gary passed away, but he died. He died doing what he loves.
Giving great speeches, impromptu, off the cup, comforting speeches.
His heart just couldn't handle.
His heart was too big for this world.
The heart was too big. He just could not handle breaking up with one more woman.
So there's no winner Gary. This season.
R.I.P. Gary.
Yep, we have two co-winners.
And we have our first bachelor funeral. Special. Our first bachelor special funeral.
Yeah, there's more on that bone, but I want to leave it. Roses. Leslie, Joan, Edith, Ellen, Sandra, Susan, Christina, Faith. Faith kept going on about how like she wasn't getting a get rose.
Shut Faith. Up, Faith.
Come on, Faith.
Shut your ass up, Faith. We all know you're getting a rose.
You got the first impression 18 hours ago.
Come on. He didn't include you on the date because he already basically has given you a rose. You're good.
April, and through many tears, Gary offers the final rose to Kathy. No roses are Natasha, Jeannie, both of whom have gotten some screen time, Marina, and Peggy, who did not get much screen time. This is the second rose ceremony, and the lead needed to be legitimately comforted.
By Jesse.
Like, to keep it from going off the rails. This is rose ceremony 2.
There's still 12 or whatever. How many people are there?
There are 12 people left.
Wow.
So it's going to be that's going to be the toughest thing of the season.
It's going to be tough. Some of these are going to be tough. Heart-wrenching.
Jeannie outside summed it up. This whole thing just gives me hope.
Absolutely.
Most of them, I think, will leave Bachelor Mansion floating.
I agree.
And the credit scene. Did you see the credit scene?
I think so. What happened?
Natasha.
Oh, no, I didn't see the credits.
Oh, all-time credit scene.
What'd she do?
She left, and then she's out in the driveway. She's looking in the camera, and she's like, we need chairs at the rose ceremony. She's going on and on. She, seated rose ceremony. She goes, they have chair yoga. They got chair jazzercise or whatever. She's like, just give us some chairs, please. It was great.
Sick of
this
shit.
Hilarious bit. I've got power rankings.
Okay, let's hear them. I don't.
Number four.
I'm just along for the ride of the show.
Number four, Nancy, recipient of the group date rose.
Okay.
Number three is Leslie. Let me whisper in you. Come a little closer.
3A. Okay.
Number three. Number two is still Faith. Although I should flip those. Let's be honest. I should flip those. I think I'll flip those.
I would flip those two.
Yeah. Number three is Faith. Number two is Leslie. And number one is Teresa.
Oh, you got Teresa at the top. Yeah.
Gary might have some fun with some of these other women.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Teresa, I see it.
Something's
I
there.
See them sitting about the sunset.
You didn't have Ellen, interestingly.
I didn't have Ellen. No, I didn't have Ellen.
I think I would include Ellen on there. Maybe over Nancy.
Yeah, that's where I would put her if I did put her on there.
I just see a date coming up with Ellen that's going to knock our socks off for him.
I took the gift as a friendly gesture.
I didn't.
Okay. She didn't.
He's thinking of her. He didn't give anyone else any pride.
It might have just been a good picture that they printed off. Oh, that's a good one. Let's print that. It was one of the few that weren't in the shade. Yeah.
It could be. That's a good point.
So who do you put? Give me your favorite right now for potential winner. They're all winners, as we know, but.
I got my eye on Ellen right now.
Okay.
I put her as number one, even though she hasn't had a date, hasn't got a group date at Rose or anything like that.
She has a memento.
She has a picture. Yeah.
The Golden Mailbag, 773-234-7794.
That's good.
Got some feedback. Basically, what are you thinking of this show? How'd you feel about the first episode? A lot of negative. Just kidding. I just want to see your face snap.
You're about to lose it on these people.
No, obviously this is this show is 100% approval rating.
Okay, thank God.
Vanessa, I'm all in, and I think they're using this as a gateway to get people into the franchise and parentheses again. Love that they invested the big bucks on good music, and I actually think the hour time frame is great. It lessened great. Dumb, quote, drama. 10 out of 10, great time. Thank you, Vanessa.
10 out of 10, great time. Put it on the promo package.
Yeah.
And it's because it's accurate.
Vanessa in the Rose Cast Golden Mailbag.
Golden Mailbag. 10 out of 10, great time.
Stephanie says or Steph, actually, I haven't watched Bachelor Bachelorette in several seasons, just listened to Rose Cast. You guys were so hyped for Golden Bachelor that I had to watch, and damn if I didn't get all choked up right at the start of the episode. Mm-hmm. Not sure if this will ruin me for all future regular Batch Bachelorette seasons, but it's reigniting the flame.
Editors know it will.
Or if it's reigniting the flame. I'm sorry. I agree. It will. I also watch Paradise, which I usually never watch. Thank you, Stephanie. Valerie from Pennsylvania says, I'm watching this season of The Golden Bachelor after taking a long hiatus and actually watching the show, and I am absolutely loving it. When was the last time we heard a lead marvel at one of the contestants for having a master's degree? Never. I legitimately teared up multiple times this episode. Hearing the women's stories and listening to actual conversations is such a breath of fresh air. I'm obsessed with this show, and I hope it's a mega hit. Chairs at the Rose Ceremony? Laughing emoji. How can we possibly go back to watching women in their 20s cry about being unlovable? I don't know the answer, Valerie. Maybe we're just caught up in the moment right now, but I'm watching this thinking I think they
replace a Bachelor with this Golden Bachelor and still have maybe still have the Bachelor. I don't know where they get the people from anymore, but
I don't think
it's always in my mind been Bachelor in Paradise is the best, Bachelorette second best, Bachelor worst of the franchise. So if you're going to get rid of something, get rid of that and just replace it with Golden Bachelor. Or just replace both. I don't care.
Neither of those are likely.
We've got, I don't know.
This is still new and there's a novelty aspect to it. Which is why, I mean, they've had 40 seasons of the other
show. I still
show.
Like The Bachelorette, I think. I don't want that to go away.
Sam from New Jersey, Golden Bachelor concern. Unlike in our usual Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons, there are a lot of women who have put down roots. Some of them live near their children or grandchildren. They have built their lives in whatever part of the country they currently live in. And I'm guessing whoever our main man Gary picks, he's going to want them to move into that lake house to live the dream. Will that be a deal breaker for any of our ladies? Time will tell. Overall, I'm excited for the season. I think it's really raised the bar for future Bachelor seasons. Good luck, producers. I am immediately emotionally invested. Thank you, Sam. I think Gary will take... They'll talk about that on like the Rail Show. And that will shape his decision. Someone who
it's
lives
a little concerning,
closer to the
but
area.
I think at that age, you just make it work. Mm. They'll make it work.
Kim from Illinois... I had to comment regarding our collective concern about Faith. After AB's critique of her singing, I went back to see for myself. Hmm. I didn't think she sounded bad given that vocal cords typically don't age well. I also wasn't concerned that she brought her guitar, as we didn't peg Aaron B as wrong reasons when he brought his keyboard. I feel like.
What
I
are you talking about?
I feel like I clowned the shit out of Aaron B for his keyboard.
I thought Aaron B, wasn't that our thing?
But... Maybe not. Kim continues, the red flag for me was that she started her song by saying, and it goes something like this. And it goes something like this, which is, I don't play guitar. I feel like that's how I get going.
That's how you do it. Wait, guitar, so what are they saying about that?
Guitar playing hobbyists don't start songs that way. Seasoned lounge singers do. Nervous for our Gary. So Kim is skeptical of Faith.
She's saying she's a lounge singer. Nothing wrong with that. Gary would enjoy.
We'll see how it plays
going
out.
Going to a show and watching his lady up there.
773-234-7794. Do you have a question for next week, AB?
Nope.
If you have feedback on that, a second episode. Next week's question is, what'd you think of the second episode? 773-234-7794.
Golden mailbag.
It's just an open, what did you think of that episode mailbag?
Mm-hmm.
Paradise Recap will be out 24 hours after this. Anything else, AB?
Would you say that Gary's giving these women hope, Rim, for a future lifetime of happiness and love?
I feel like we said that repeatedly.
Okay, just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, I sure would.
Okay,
that's,
just making
that's
sure.
The number one thing I would say about this show.
Just making sure we're on the same page there.
All right. Okay. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.